So where do you see the TRB spotlight shining this year?
Interestingly, great question, because for the first time, I've arranged along with some colleagues from the advisory board and from NASA to have a panel presentation on this very topic. So this will be for the first time with the 10,000 plus transportation professionals in the room that many of them will hear how impactful and how foundational GPS is for their operations and innovations, and also more importantly, how vulnerable it is. So looking very much forward to that conversation. Just to reflect back on the previous question real quickly, I was talking about the other global competitors that have put up systems.
Yes.
Because GPS has been the gold standard. It's operated practically flawlessly for its entire time that it's been available for the public, which is what kind of undercuts the urgency to put complementary systems up there. You know, one of the phrases I've been using is we need to take the bullseye off GPS, whether that's from criminal actors, whether that's from intentional actors, whether that's from space weather and other natural anomalies, and have a complementary system that provides the services that GPS does, but perhaps in a different format. So there's an old military technology called LORAN. It's a radar navigation.
Yeah.
And LORAN utilized gigantic towers across the continental U.S. that could provide navigation. There were some early conversations about repurposing those towers to provide a complement to GPS. So GPS is low power, high frequency. LORAN would have been high power, low frequency. So almost the analog of what GPS. But at the end of the day, it was about having more than one system so that we're not reliant on one particular technology, particularly one that's as fraught with challenges as GPS has become over time. So all of these conversations will be taking place at TRB.